Okay, tonight we learned after Parshas Vayigash, which is Yecheskel Perek Lamed Zayin. We also, last week we commented on things that appear more than once. We actually learned Yecheskel Lamed Zayin one other time, but even Moshe's not going to get it. When else do we learn Yecheskel Lamed Zayin? Because we learned the other half of the Perek of Yecheskel Lamed Zayin. We learned the other half on Shavuos, I'll explain. First of all, let me give you a general introduction to Yecheskel. As I said, I'll always try to mention the Navi. Atzamis Yebeishes. When do we learn Atzamis? Shvishal Pesach. I'm sorry. Take it back. All right, let's. I'm sorry. Atzamis Yebeishes.
Shabbos
Chomayim. Okay. Alright, we have, as you know, Nevi'im Rishayim, Yeshua, Shaiftim, Shmuel, and Malachim, which is all very straight, the stories, of the history of Klal Yisrael. And we have Nevi'im Achrayim, besides the Treyasar, we have the three Nevi'im, Yeshaya, Yirmiyah, and Yecheskel. And those three are uniquely individual. There's much to be said about the three as a set. First of all, chronologically, it's Yeshaya, then Yirmiyah, then Yecheskel. The Gemara says, no, you do Yirmiyah, Yecheskel, Yeshaya, which is not even backwards, it's all over the place. So the Gemara explains, the Gemara of Basra is explaining how a person learns it. From Malachim, which talks about the Churban, you go to Yirmiyah, who talks about Puranusa. You go to Yecheskel, who's Tchilasei Puranusa and Saifa in the Chemta, to Yeshaya, who's Kulay Nechemta, which is what the Gemara says. Now, there's really a lot more to that, because every Nach that's printed has it not like the Gemara, has Yeshaya first, Yirmiyah second, Yecheskel third, which is chronological. And this has to do with another discussion, which for a different time. Generally, you all know that there's Shas Bavli and Shas Yerushalmi, and that as a matter of halacha, we follow Shas Bavli exclusively. We don't even consider Shas Yerushalmi a bar plukta to the Bavli. If it's not mentioned in the Bavli, only the Yerushalmi will go to Yerushalmi, but we don't even consider the Yerushalmi a bar plukta. What people don't know is that that's only true about Torah Shebaal Peh. When it comes to Torah Shebiksav, the Gedolei Torah Shebiksav were the Jews of Tveria in the period of time around the time that the Shas was finalized. And one of the Resh Galuses who had to run away ran to Tveria and established there in Tveria the experts in Torah Shebiksav. It's a mind-boggling thing, but people are totally unaware of it. It's mind-boggling. There are things it says in the Gemara, and there's no machlokes about how words are written in the Torah that we don't even follow, that we don't even do. The Gemara says certain words are mali and certain words are chaser, and we don't do it, and there's no machlokes. We just do it the way the Gedolei Tveria paskin. The Rambam says, B'chol inyanim, and we follow Ben Asher. Ben Asher was one of the two great families of Tveria. He says, in everything we do, we follow Ben Asher, period. In Torah Shebiksav, we don't follow Shas Bavli. We follow the Messiah of the Gedolei Eretz Yisrael, and that's why the order is different, and that there are a number of such issues. The way I'm not making this up, this is both in the Radak, in his introduction to Yirmiyah, and in the Menchashai, who quotes the Radak, actually based on the Radak, in his introduction to Yeshaya. But they both say this idea, and it's not well known, even among Talmidei Chachamim, because it's just not an area that's well known. So at any rate, Yeshaya, Yirmiyah, and Yecheskel are the three great Nevi'im Achrayinim, and each one is a unique personality. If I had to maybe compare them, I would say that, you know, maybe Yirmi and Yeshaya, you would say, are the Mechaber and the Ramah, and Yecheskel is the Arizal. If you had such a, just a frame of reference, I don't mean halacha, I mean personality. Yecheskel is the only one of the Nevi'im that talks in mystical tones. Nevi'im Yeshayim has nothing mystical in it at all. Yeshaya has, I mean, the mystics find mystical things, but nothing where the Peshat is mystical. Yirmiyah has a touch of it, and Yecheskel has a lot of it. So Yecheskel's most famous nevuah is the Maaseh Merkava, with which the book begins. The Maaseh Merkava, which the Gemara says you're not even supposed to learn Barabbin, because it's what Yecheskel saw in heaven, the way the angels look, and if you're going to learn it, it's not the way you picture angels. You know, they look more like machines than the angels that you're used to seeing, at least some of them. The Ifanim are called Ifanim because they're mostly wheels. You don't picture an angel as a box with wheels on it, do you? More like an ice cream cart than a, right? You don't picture an angel that way. But that's Maaseh Merkava is Yecheskel. So he has Maaseh Merkava, which is his most mystical part of Yecheskel. The Atzomis Yeveshais, which I'll talk to you about, which is probably the second most famous. And then here, a Nevuah, which is maybe a little more typical. But that is Yecheskel. Now Yecheskel, said most of his Nevuah in Chutz Laretz. And that's troublesome because we have a rule that Nevuah only resides on a person in Eretz Yisrael. A person can't, get Nevuah in Chutz Laretz. So Rashi in the beginning of Yecheskel says that if somebody started to say Nevuah in Eretz Yisrael, he can continue in Chutz Laretz. Well, Yecheskel in Perek Aleph is already saying Nevuah in Chutz Laretz, so that we have to say Emugdam Umucher in Navi, and assume that the Nevuah started at a later point. The Rishonim argue in Perek Zayin and Perek Aleph, which Perek it started, but most of his Nevuah was said in Chutz Laretz. So chronologically, you have Yeshaya, Yirmiyahu, Yecheskel. Yeshaya was alive during the time of the Beis Hamikdash. He died at the hands of Menashe. He died 100 years before the Churban. Yirmiyah said Nevuah the last 40 years up to the Churban. After the Churban, he said nothing. I was very upset. Somebody had published a sefer on Chumash. And he wrote a Shtikl Taira, which is based on the fact that Yirmiyah has depressing nevuahs because it was all said after the Churban. I wrote him a letter. I told him there's not a single nevuah after the Churban. Maybe the Yardei Mitzrayim a little bit. Echa was not written after the Churban. Echa was beferish written before. Yirmiyah's nevuah ended with the Churban. He says he said nevuah for 40 years and that came to an end. Yecheskel said nevuah after the Churban. Yecheskel went to Galus. Yecheskel is buried in Baghdad. I think they have Kever Yecheskel at Hayyim. There was a shul on Kever Yecheskel. I think it was called Knesset Yecheskel for 1,000 years until roughly the establishment of the State of Israel and when it was destroyed. And therefore Yecheskel is an entirely different picture. Now the Gemara says, why did Yecheskel describe all these mystical things and not Yeshaya? So the Gemara says, because Yeshaya was like a Ben Bayis. He knew all this stuff. Why do you got to talk about it? Yecheskel was somebody who was shown it for the first time. He said, wow. And Yeshaya didn't say, wow. You know, I said, there are angels in heaven. Big deal. What do you have to write about it? Now this is what the Gemara says. So anyway, that's how the Gemara describes Yecheskel. Yecheskel was a Kayin. One of the number of Kayinim, Yirmiyah was also a Kayin, who said Nevuah. And anyway, that's the frame of reference of Yecheskel. The second half of Yecheskel is mostly Nechemta, and is Nevuas about Yemaisa Mashiach. When we learn Yirmiyah, I pointed out there are 7 Nevuas in Yirmiyah about Yer Mashiach too. It's not like Chazal say Yirmiyah is Kula Poranusa. There's still sticks in Mashiach Nevuas every once in a while. This Nevuah is a Nevuah about Yecheskel also has the third Beis Hamikdash and the division of Eretz Yisrael after the third Beis Hamikdash, which, again, it's a perik and nobody knows it. I don't know. To me, it's difficult to understand. I've seen svarim from respected achrayim that seem to be unaware of a perik of Yecheskel. They talk about Jews by the Bayis Hashlishi coming back to their portions in Eretz Yisrael. They ask on the Rambam. The Rambam says the Ari Elavim, the Ari Mikla don't exist anymore. After the Vayesheni, and they ask Akasha, it says, Yemaisa Mashiach, we're going to add 3 more cities. So they say, what do you mean, Dari Levi won't add? But what do you mean? It's a parak in Yecheskel. Yecheskel says that the way the land will be divided when Mashiach comes is the Levi are going to get a regular portion. He describes all the portions. Everyone gets an equal portion. And there won't be Ari Levi, there may be Ari Mikla, but there won't be Ari Levi. So at any rate, there's a lot about Yecheskel that's not well known. The first time I learned Yecheskel I made it till Perek Mem Aleph, and the Bais HaShlishi, I couldn't hack it. I was doing it over a summer, after Shachris, my tefillin on, I don't know if I bought talis yet. And I made it to Perek Mem Aleph. I couldn't do it. I tried and I gave up. And that year, remember Zindel Berman used to go around to the yeshivas with his, used to stand up his bookcases and put in svarim. And I see, he's got a sefer, just on Perek Mem Aleph, Mem Beis, Mem Gimel of Yecheskel, written by the Gra, Rebbe Vilna Gaon. I said, wow, must be a hard parak. I didn't feel so depressed anymore that I couldn't handle it. If you want to learn Yecheskel, Mem Aleph, Mem Beis, Mem Gimel, you must get the art scroll Yecheskel, which has Rabbi Eisenman's pictures, diagrams rather, of the Bais HaShlishi. And let's learn the beginning of Yecheskel and the beginning of this nevuah, which is a very simple nevuah, but there's more under the surface. Vehidvar Hashem Elai Leimor, a beautiful opening pasuk. The so-called svarim on Haftiris have divrei Torah and achdus here, because it's about achdus. They neglect to explain the nach aspect of this. Let's learn it. Va'ato ben Adam. Okay. Ben Adam is the name of Yecheskel exclusively in Tanakh. He's called Ben Adam. Why? Remember why? Because he saw all these heavenly baris. He could think of himself as an angel. So Rabbeinu Shalom called him mortal. Ben Adam. Because since he had been privy to all these visions, these mystical visions, you see a lot of these mystics, they think that they're angels. So it's a down-to-earth Ben Adam. He's constantly called, Yecheskel's constantly called Ben Adam, and he's the only one. Va'ata Ben Adam. Kach lecha etz echad. Take one stick. Uksayva lovely Yehuda v'lvnei Yisrach aveirav. And write on it the words, the stick represents Yehuda, and those members of the Ten Shvatim that aligned themselves with Yehuda, lakach etzechad uksayv alav, and take a second stick and write on it, liyaseif etz Ephraim, to yaseif the stick of Ephraim, v'chol beis Yisrael chaveirav, and all the members of the Jewish people that aligned themselves with him. V'kara v'isam echad alachad, l'chol etzechad, take these two sticks, make them into one. It's a beautiful nevuah about the achdus of Yisrael at the time that Mashiach will come. Like I said, I glanced around the Haftarah books, and they all talk about achdus, which is like apple pie. Everyone's for achdus on their own terms. Everyone wants achdus. There's really a lot more here than meets the eye. First of all, this nevuah immediately follows Atzamas Yevashes. A beautiful nevuah. Atzamas Yevashes. You say it's Shabbos, Cholmai, Pesach. I think my mistake there. But it's a beautiful nevuah. In the nevuah, it's even expressed, if you have nothing better to do, learn the reading of Perek Lamed Zayin. It's a beautiful nevuah about the dry bones. It's funny. You remember the comic strip, the cartoonist Dry Bones in Israel? What was his name? What? So my parents had a book of his cartoons. So when I was 10 years old, I had the book. I forgot his name. He calls himself Dry Bones. Yes, he is a satirist. That's how it's pronounced. Anyway, Dry Bones. I knew Dry Bones as a little kid. My parents had these in the house. And then one day I learned Yecheskel. I say, wow, that's where it comes from. So I see something good comes from it. Anyway, it's a nevuah of dead bones coming alive, and it's a nevuah of Tchias HaMesim. Chazal say that those were the Atzamis of Ephraim. Of the Shbnei Ephraim who left Egypt early. They were the first Mashiachists. We say all the Mashiachists in the world always failed. They were the first Mashiachists. They were in Mitzrayim, and they said the 400 years are up. According to our calculations, Mashiach's times, we have to leave. And they left. Even though no Eved left Mitzrayim. They left, and then they were all slaughtered. They were all killed. But they left L'Shem Shemayim, and Yecheskel brought them back to life here in Perek Lamed Zayin. So the reference to Bnei Ephraim is not coincidental here. It's specific. The idea here is this. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has a theme in a number of places in his writings that Yehuda and Yosef is embodied in Ephraim, Ephraim was just the largest and most centrally located Shevet. When you look at the map of Eretz Yisrael, you have Yehuda, Binyamin in the south, and Ephraim is a swath pretty much across Eretz Yisrael, right in the middle, and they're a big Shevet. And Yeravam came from him, and Ephraim is the other. Yehuda and Ephraim were separate entities within Klal Yisrael from the very beginning. That's the theme Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky builds on. He says you find right away when they go into Eretz Yisrael, when the armies get together, they count Yehuda and they count the rest of the Shvatim. Yehuda was always one, and the others were also one. It goes back to the beginning of Parshas Vayigash. You have in the first pasuk of Vayigash, you have two kings facing off against each other, Yehuda and Yosef. Yehuda doesn't know it's Yosef. But that image of Yehuda facing off against Yosef is the image L'dairus. You have Yaakov and Yosef, different views of how Klal Yisrael should behave. And until the time of Mashiach, you have Mashiach ben Yosef and you have Mashiach ben David, who are the two. One represents Leah, one represents Rachel. Rachel and Leah are two different powers of Klal Yisrael. Now, those who say Tikkun Chatzais, there's Tikkun Rachel and Tikkun Leah. They're two totally different things. They represent different. I think I once did a Navi Shir on it, which I don't know how well appreciated it was, because nobody says Tikkun Chatzais. But anyway, they're two different ideas. So the idea here of Hayu La'achodim Biyadi as being Yemais HaMashiach is more than Achdus of Klal Yisrael. Like we say, why are people fighting? Let's all get along. It's very nice. It's not what it means. It's not what it's referring to. It's referring to the truth of there being different mahalchim in serving the Rabbi Nishalaiwa, and it coming to an end at a certain point. I once saw the Netziv, I couldn't find it, someone asked me to find it, Maramakim. The Navi says that when Mashiach comes, Vasiroisi eslev ha'evem mikir b'chem, nasati lechem leiv basar. Then Mashiach's times, Hashem will take the stone heart away from us and give us a heart of flesh. So Pashut, you understand that the stone heart is the toughness that's inappropriate, and the flesh heart is the Netziv says no. He says, in Golus you have to have a Leva Evan. You can't make it with a Lev Basar in Golus. Sometimes you have to have a Leva Evan, you're gonna fall apart. There'll come a time when the Leva Evan, I would venture to say that this Nevuah about the Eitz Yehuda and the Eitz Yosef coming together is not pshat that we should do it right now, and oh, we're going to have to wait till Mashiach comes. No, the word is that the Eitz Yosef and Eitz Yehuda are inherently different. They're inherently separate. People don't realize the breaking of the Klal Yisrael between two Shvatim and ten Shvatim was ordered by the Navi. The Navi told Yeravam that there's going to be a separate Malchus, the 10 and the 2. It didn't happen because there were some evil people who made it happen. Now, it was used in a bad way at the end. But it didn't happen against God's will. The Navi told Yeravam, and then later the Navi told Rechavam. A friend named Shmaya, I asked him if he knows who the original Shmaya is. So he said, he never thought about it. I told him the original Shmaya is the one who came to Rechavam. I told him in the Nevuah, he said, don't fight the 10 Shvatim. God wants it this way. He wants 2 and he wants 10. So at any rate, this Nevuah is more than it seems at first glance. It's not just another Nevuah about Achdus Yisrael. It's a Nevuah about a coming together of two forces in Klal Yisrael. And the Navi will say that at that time, we'll learn the Pesukim, I guess, tomorrow night, the Navi will say at that time, you're going to come together, Tachas Malchus David. That's a very important line here in the Nevuah. It'll come together under the Malchus of David, because whatever Malchus Yehuda Yosef represents will become a Pese, will no longer be Nogea. At any rate, this is the Nevuah of the coming together of the Shvatim. Dabar Benel, in a few places in Nach, says, only he does this all the time. It's Machlekes Tanoim, but the Barbanel says one of them is right, the other one's wrong. You know, the Machlekes in the Gemara, if the 10 Shvatim are coming back at the end of time or not. So, Barbanel says they're definitely coming back. Look at this, look at the Nevuah here. He quotes Yecheskel in Yeshaya, and he quotes Yecheskel in Treyasar. He says, of course they're coming back. So it says here, Beferish, that the Eitzim are going to come back again. Amen. Let's see. they come back, we'll have a lot more Jews than we think we have.